For 2 days of joint practices, Minnesota's defense would not let Baltimore's offense cross midfield when the clock was running. In the two-minute periods that closed both sessions in Eagan, the Vikings' front pressured Lamar Jackson repeatedly. Cornerback James Pierre ended one drill with a diving interception on fourth down, and by Rob Clyfield and Craig Peters' account at the team's website, coordinator Brian Flores left the field Thursday with swagger and a wide smile. The individual story was outside linebacker Dallas Turner, sacks in Wednesday's two-minute work, per Tyler Furness at A to Z Sports, then a Thursday the team's website described as an absolute force around the right edge, speed moves and power conversions both, against Ronnie Stanley. The two charters disagreed about plenty this week. On the defense, they converged, with Furness writing that Flores's unit flat-out dominated Wednesday's practice. Safety Jay Ward added an interception in Wednesday's two-minute drills, per Furness. The quarterback week was messier, and how it reads depends on who was charting, so we will name them. Kyler Murray, named the Week 1 starter earlier this month, closed Wednesday's practice by winning a two-minute drill, roughly 15 yards to Jordan Addison, a short completion to Jawan Jennings, then a touchdown to Justin Jefferson thrown off his back foot over safety Malachi Starks and cornerback Marlon Humphrey, per Clyfield and Peters. Furness charted the same day as a struggle. Both Minnesota quarterbacks threw multiple interceptions while Baltimore's defense controlled the sessions, though he called that Jefferson touchdown a perfect ball. Thursday read better everywhere. Quick strikes to TJ Hawkinson, Jefferson in the flat, and a deep ball to Jennings that set up Will Reichard's 46-yard field goal in the two-minute period, again, per Clyfield and Peters. Kevin O'Connell on the opponent. They do a really, really good job kind of making it murky. It's a great test for us. Murray then did not take a snap in Saturday's game. Both staffs rested their starters after the joint work, per Adam Patrick at the Viking Age. And the game itself, a 13-3 loss to the Ravens at US Bank Stadium, was backups on backups and short on style points. JJ McCarthy started and played one quarter, 5 of 10 for 81 yards, most of it a 50-yard deep ball to Ty Felton. The rest was rougher. Per Patrick, McCarthy missed two open receivers in the end zone from inside the five, and Furness charted him as pressured and throwing rocket balls, with overthrows of Felton and Miles Price, while questioning the decision to give a young quarterback only one quarter of work. Carson Wentz went 9 of 11 for 92 yards and ran the lone scoring drive, per Patrick. Max Brosmer, back from the wrist injury that knocked him out of the preseason opener, played the entire second half, per Furness, mixing good throws with a couple of badly airmailed ones. Rookie back Demon Claiborne, who fumbled in Wednesday's joint practice and answered with a two-minute touchdown run Thursday, per Clyfield and Peters, went 9 touches for 25 yards with no fumbles Saturday, per Patrick. Undrafted rookies Jacob Roberts and Jacob Thomas stayed in the good column for a second straight game in Furness's charting. And first-round defensive tackle Caleb Banks is a genuine charter split. Furness had him playing every first-half snap and effective in multiple roles, while Judd Zolgad, quoted in Patrick's piece, said Banks needs a ton of work and that Baltimore's linemen handled him. We won't blend those. A bigger sample is coming. The week's hardest news came Monday. Jamal Adams, the veteran safety Minnesota signed this offseason, who collapsed untouched 11 snaps into the preseason opener against the Giants, has a season-ending knee injury, first reported by NFL Network, and the Vikings placed him on injured reserve, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. The roster response frames the depth problem. The open spot went to Bryce Phillips, an undrafted cornerback from San Diego State recently released by Kansas City. A corner, not a safety. So the room behind starter Jay Ward is thinner than it was a week ago. Harrison Smith, the longtime Vikings safety, remains an unsigned free agent who has not announced retirement, and no reporting we can attribute moved that situation this week. One more item, filed under noise. O'Connell relayed that Murray told him he couldn't see on a play, prefacing the admission with, "I know I'm not allowed to say this, but..." And the remark earned a first take segment, with ESPN's Myron Medcalf arguing a coach cannot say that about his 5'10" quarterback. Per Furness, who wrote up the exchange Friday, the observation is as old as Murray's career, and nothing in the week's practice reporting connects it to any performance problem. The conversation ran ahead of the reporting. Back in July, we previewed Minnesota as the division's loudest bounce-back case, a league-most 29 giveaways last season, with the scheme, the coordinator, and Jefferson all retained, and the whole bet resting on getting merely average quarterback play. We've been checking that preview against camp every week, and this week left it where it stood. Murray took no game snaps, the practice tape splits by Charter, and the one certain development was a depth loss on defense, which touches the floor rather than the bet. Before the season, watch whether Murray plays in the preseason finale, and what cut down to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, leaves behind Ward at safety, a veteran addition or the rookies. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.